that the physiological structure, were it not protected by this auric frequency, would literally disintegrate. This energy is pouring into the various centers of your body using your diamond implant as a monitoring element, so that the energy is taken in at the level that it can be handled at any given point in time. But I wish I were an artist and I could draw this. You've seen pictures of clouds that are moving very fast and changing patterns. Mm-hmm. This is what is happening within your seven centers. And the colors are not oriented to colors here in this earth plane. I can't even describe the color to you. But it's getting faster and faster and more potent, so that you're being tuned, polished, they remind me, we're using the diamond thing, polished, so that you come into conscious awakening. To your total sound. The sound is the balance between the material and the spiritual, and you carry the key. Having utilized your time as a spark of light, having taken in every energy that deals with the material or with the human kingdom, which also encompasses the three lower kingdoms, and by implanting within the brain this implant that you have carried with you through every single lifetime, which has been billions and billions and billions and billions of light years, in this human kingdom as a facade human, you have the perfect sound. Music and color and vibration and the keys to healing through these elements are locked within you at this point. There are many entities who incarnate in this earth plane who come in from another planetary system, and it's their first time on this earth plane. This is why, with good reason, a psychic can read someone and see them as a very young soul, because they are relating to them on this earth plane time-space dimension. However, many of the incurable diseases and illnesses that are predominant within this earth plane are illnesses that are not correctable, because the entities who have come in from another energy type of planetary system. As a result, these are the entities for whom cures will not work, even though 99% of the time it would work. You have contained within you the ability to recreate the molecular pattern in such a degree, in such a manner, that it can benefit and aid these, well, I use the term alien, but it's not meant in a bad way. It simply means that these types of people are alien to this earth plane, so that what works here is not always going to work on their energy pattern. And you have the ability to change it and to heal it and to work with it and to recreate it. You're going to be world famous in this lifetime. You will not like it at the human facade level. You will attempt to hide from it and desire to be a behind-the-scenes person, but this will not be possible, for you have arranged this time to call in your higher identities. And when I tell you that you are completely out of control of your life at this point, and have been for the last 10 years, and it would serve you well to study the past 10 years, for every single experience that you've undergone was under the divine guidance and direction of your higher selves. It had to happen, elsewise the entities, no, stress that, the experiences of the last 10 years have been experiences that were divinely inspired, because you knew prior to coming in that this last 10-year period, these experiences would be necessary. And were you operating for the last 10 years under a free will pattern, you might have opted not to experience them, not to experience them. You have infused every single entity within the Jim Jones frequency with whom you have come in contact. You are a catalyst which the group could use in order to send enlargements of this infusion back into the campsite. For the facets of the diamond know no time, no space, and no dimension. You yourself, in forms of meditation, can visualize your auric frequency and visualize the energy streams going out. The entities receive this energy in areas of the heart center. The heart center within the entity filters it and sends it out into the magnetically attracted frequency where assistance is needed. You could do some very good work with the mind of the entity known as Jim Jones in this respect, because you carry within you the purity of the Jesus concept. You carry within you all of the miraculous patterns, including that of transformation without physical death. It makes me want to float away in your frequency. It is so beautiful. It's so soothing. And right now, even as we talk, you are healing me. and helping me. We are exchanging. For you give to me so much. And I thank you. They're going to leave now, but they've asked that we get together again in about 3 months, or there will be further. Okay. As I told you in the very beginning, this reading was not of the norm. It was important for you now to know who you really are, and the emphasis on that is the Jesus concept and the purity of that Jesus concept. When we get together for another reading in 3 months, and we'll set that time up and have the energy there, Then you'll get further information about the pyramids and things of that sort that has not been fully developed at this point. But as far as I'm concerned, I just kind of have to sit here in it. You know what I'm saying? It's so beautiful. And you know, at one point, and it was so ridiculous, because I was having this high frequency, and it felt so good. And at one point, the little imp in me wanted to just kind of stop and say, hey, you know what? I feel like I ought to bow down and kiss the hem of your garment. But now I know why. It's phenomenal. More than likely, that's where you and Jim Cobb connected up, too, and whenever, wasn't he out there when it went through right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably where you came in.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's an impressive reading.
I'm impressed with you. I never met Jesus before.
Well, you know, so much of it really makes sense because I do have a feeling that religion is about to fall and that the human freedom kind of just will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a really strong feeling about that. And also about, like I was talking about mind research, I feel that we're on the brink of people being able to utilize the great inner and mind. So a lot of it goes, and the pyramid thing, you know, this thing,
mm-hmm.
I've known that, you know, that there's a pyramid underneath the pyramid. I don't know whether I read it someplace or what, but I know that this is only half of the pyramid, that the complete thing is underneath.
Whoa.
So much of it makes sense, and, you know, I really have done a lot of study about pyramids and pyramid energy. So, it was a very meaningful
thing. Yeah, I'm just, look how high I am. I feel like I've been out on a meditation trip, you know, for 3 or 4 hours.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Well, I knew I had to have a reading. I certainly did.
I knew you had to have one, too. That's why. See, I don't get into things. Like, I've received far more than I've given today.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's very beautiful. And to me, repayment, you pay people in different ways, you know what I'm saying? And so that was a very strong thing. I just wanted you to be impressed by that that I had received more than I had given. But we have to get together in 3 months.
Okay. Then maybe we'll get some more stuff on the pyramid. That would be really exciting.
Oh, it is. It's fascinating.
See, this is the first real reading that's come through where it's like just really pinpointed on one thing. Now, I think that's very important that you maybe meditate on it or contemplate on it, because there's something, because they didn't really get into too much else. We just gave you little hero things.
That's great.
And it's not even a long one.